This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. Russia's track and field team has been barred from competing in the Olympic Games this summer because of a wide-reaching doping conspiracy, an extraordinary punishment without precedent in Olympics history. With congressional leaders once again at a stalemate over how to respond to a mass shooting, the Senate's most moderate Republican, Susan Collins of Maine, is developing a compromise measure that would prevent some terrorist suspects from purchasing weapons. In 2014, one-third of the 15.5 million households served by Feeding America, the nation's largest hunger relief organization, reported that a household member had diabetes. Employment for law school graduates is down 10%. However, law school student debt has ballooned, rising from about $95,000 among borrowers at the average school in 2010 to about $112,000 in 2014, according to the group Law School Transparency. A hacker siphoned off $50 million and most likely puts an end to the project known as the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, which has raised $160 million in the form of Ether, an alternative to the digital currency Bitcoin. While the computer scientists involved in the project are aiming to tweak the code that underpins Ether in a way that will recover the money, the theft is nevertheless prompting a bigger debate about the viability and principles of virtual currency like Bitcoin and Ether. Researchers have found that the capacity for original and creative thinking is markedly stymied by stray thoughts, obsessive ruminations, and other forms of mental load. Many psychologists assume that the mind, left to its own devices, is inclined to follow a well-worn path of familiar associations. But our findings, the researchers suggest, that innovative thinking, not routine ideation, is our default cognitive mode when our minds are clear. Average national polls in mid-June have Clinton at 44%, Trump at 38%. Users spend an average of 9 minutes a day on all of Yahoo's sites, 2 minutes on LinkedIn, and just 1 minute on Twitter, according to recent data from ComScore. Facebook reported last quarter that its users are spending on average 50 minutes a day. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.